Hi, I'm Terry Brown from Bass Fan Radio, and with me today is a promotions director for Ranger Boats, and that's Steve Smith. But Steve, long storied career. You know, you were with Berkeley Pure Fishing, of course, and Yamaha, and now you found home here at Ranger Boats.
Yes, indeed, Terry. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah, I've been around Ranger since, you know, I was fishing back in the mid-80s, and I've been very fortunate to work for three fantastic companies, and this is just a great place to be. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm going to reflect a little bit on the Pure Fishing business. You know, you go back to that, and, you know, I can remember every time I ever talked to anybody about Pure Fishing, I talked to Steve Smith, you know, and had a lot of fun back there at Spirit Lake.
Oh, it was a blast at Spirit Lake. Got to do a lot of different things. You know, worked in R&D for a while, did some purchasing work with them, and then run field services. Inherited had the big shoes of Barry Day to fill when he retired and everything. So that was a very fun time. Learned an awful lot.
Well, then you shifted gears and went to the outboard company, went to Yamaha, which was another great experience for you.
Oh, awesome. I mean, you know, it's anytime you can go to work for a company with the strength of Yamaha, learned an awful lot. I mean, went from a consumables type of business, you know, with Pure Fishing, into a durable with the motors. And, boy, learned an awful lot, completely different marketing techniques and field service techniques and everything. So it was a very fascinating experience, and working with Yamaha really added a lot.
Well, you know, you learn the business. I think all of us that are in the business, you have to learn a lot about the business to be successful. And that Yamaha experience, I'm sure, parlayed into great experience for you here now at Ranger.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I really think that's what opened the door for me here at Ranger, was having the background with Yamaha and having been in the motor side of the business, and just the background in the entire industry. That's the one really key thing, is having people that came that are fishermen and understand the industry and understand what it takes to be a pro fisherman and what it takes to run a tournament organization. I think really makes this job a lot easier.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Promotions director. I'm not for sure what that is. Can you tell me a little bit about what you got to do on a daily basis?
Well, you know, it's a good point, Terry. There's times I wonder myself. It really is a catch-all job. I mean, we really do anything related to promotions. I mean, you'll see us out there hanging banners. We work with the pro staff on a day-in, day-out basis. We work with the tournament organizations. We help with point of purchase and the retail promotion side of things. It's a real versatile job, and that's one of the things I really like, is it's not a real confining job, you know, that you're really pinned in. I mean, you really get out and work with a lot of different people, a lot of different areas. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, pro staffs, you know, you talk about a pro staff, and when you think about Ranger Boats, big, big pro staff, all the way from the regional level up to the professional ranks, and that's got to be a full-time job in itself at times.
Oh, it's an incredible job, because it is a huge, huge field staff, and boy, they work so good for us. You know, we utilize them extensively in our, you know, both helping with us on-site promotion at tournament organizations. We also use them at boat shows. We use them on TV commercials and catalog shoots. We send them to you, Terry, to talk to. It's a fascinating job, and, you know, just the ability to rub elbows with these guys and learn from them, fascinating, fascinating job.
Well, you know, you think about pro staffs, and a lot of different companies use them different ways, but Rangers had this thing, you know, and I always call it the Harley Davidson mystique. You know, there's a family relationship at Ranger Boats that probably is unmatched, and, you know, you look at Harley as kind of an affinity group. Well, the same thing is true here at Ranger.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true, and that's a good comparison to the Harley brand image. And we work very hard at that, and we try very hard for the family image. We really consider all of our owners to be a member of the Ranger family. We welcome them all down here to the plants. You know, you can just show up. We'll give you a tour anytime. Like to see you, talk to all of the guys at all the tournament events and everything. And we're here to make that ownership experience the best we possibly can. You know, we really are happy and truly want to see and talk to all of our owners.
Well, it's kind of a neat experience, too, because, you know, you come to special events, you know, you come to Product Knowledge, or you come to a lot of the other things that you guys have. But if you're driving through Flippin, Arkansas and want to stop at the Ranger plant, you can get a tour, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you stop in. Hugh would just love to give you a tour of this place. Hugh's been around here for years, and I challenge anybody that can give a better tour than Hugh Dewey.
Well, no doubt about it. And you look at those names. Hugh Dewey's a great name, but you got Randy Hopper, you got all these names, Keith Daffron, you know, all the guys that have been here a long, long time. And you go through the plant, same thing is true. People are just staying at Ranger, aren't they?
Absolutely. I don't know what the average years of service is here, but it's going to be pretty high. And like you said, with Randy and Keith, this whole organization is built around boat builders and fishermen, and it really comes through. You know, this isn't a real corporate mentality. I mean, these guys have all come up from the ranks. They all understand what's going on with the boat business. It's a fascinating place to work. Fascinating.
Well, you know, the Genmar Corporation, Genmar brand, of course, Irwin Jacobs, we know owns that company. And one of the things I think is kind of unique about the way Irwin runs his business is he lets Ranger be autonomous. They're able to do and make their own decisions. As long as you're successful, that's what he's looking for.
Absolutely. And Irwin gets a lot of credit for that. I mean, I've worked, obviously, in several different large organizations, and all of them have their strengths and weaknesses. You know, this is a really interesting situation that Irwin does give us a lot of autonomy, but yet we still have the power of the Genmar Corporation behind us on buying power and engineering skills and being able to trade ideas back and forth with. So it's the best of both worlds for us.
Well, Steve, you know, I go to these events, you know, we go to boat shows or you go to one of the tournaments or whatever, and you're always standing in the sun, melting or freezing to death doing something like that. That's kind of the maybe the up and down side of your business. You talked about the pros, but you got to be out there when the pros are out there, when the fishermen are out there. You got to be out there, and it doesn't matter what the weather is, you get a stand in it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do probably between 200 and 250 days a year on the road. And, you know, there's days out there you get down into Florida in the wintertime, you catch a nice day, and you're going, boy, you know, I kind of wish I was back tournament fishing again. And then you go to, you know, Rayburn or Jasper, Alabama, when it's 28 degrees and the wind's howling, going, boy, you know, hanging banners isn't a bad job after all, you know.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and Ranger, 37, I think, years in business, and just keep coming out with the technology and stuff. And when you align yourself, you know, you came from Yamaha and you decided to come over here, you align yourself with something that's a leading boat company in the industry, but you also align yourself with that opportunity to be able to maybe get on in some innovation that you might not have gotten anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely. You know, being a manufacturing guy from way back, this is a fascinating place. The technology and the just the engineering skill that resides here at Ranger has been a fascinating experience for me, because the guys really understand what the product uses are. So consequently, there's not a lot of what I always referred to as fluff engineering going on. It's always, you know, what is the angler looking for, and what is the angler doing that we can make his life easier, make him perform better on the water. And that's really what drives the engineering here.
Well, you know, last year, and I guess we're not finished with the year yet as we do this interview, but 5,500 boats plus, you know, being built here at this factory, and really nothing too much outsourced. I mean, you have to get product from other people, but you build everything in-house.
Oh, yes. There's very little outsourcing going on. We are really self-contained in here, from trailers, the hulls, all the assembly and everything happens right here in Flippin, Arkansas.
Well, you know, you look at it, and a lot of the engineering that happens is because it's trial and error a little bit. I mean, these guys have been involved with trailers. They've been involved with boat building, you know, for 37-plus years. Of course, you have the guy that started it all, Forrest Wood, still right here, you know. And you look at Flippin, Arkansas, you don't think of it being the hotbed, but there's four boat companies within about a geographic area of about 10 miles of each other. There must be some pretty good boat builders in this area.
There's a lot of experienced boat builders in this area. It is, geography-wise, it's a fascinating area that, like you said, there's four boat builders of stature here in this area. So, yeah, there's a lot of talent in the area that goes into the design and building of boats.
Well, you launched a couple of new models this year. Of course, you've got the Z boat came out last year with great success, and everybody really likes the way that's doing. But this year came out with a Z19 for the fishermen as well.
Yes, Z19 is a new model for us this year. That's going to be the boat I'm running. I'm really pleased with it. Boy, it rides good. It's a good, quick boat. Handles good. We also have, you know, on the more entry-level side of it, we have the new 178, which is really, you think back, I mean, that kind of goes back to the old 350 days. I mean, it's got a lot of similarities there. Then the new 188, which has a lot of the features of the Z boat into the 188 class. Both awesome boats, gonna really, really do well for us this year.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in our industry. I'm sure I'm going to see you in February and March and April, and you're probably getting geared up for it right now.
Oh, absolutely. This has been, you know, obviously with everything going on in the tournament world and everything, this has been a real watershed year in the bass fishing world. And boy, it makes it exciting to come to work every day, because there are no dull moments in this business, as you know, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.